Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Pivotal Systems first quarter conference call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. John Hoffman, Executive Chairman and CEO. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Noah. Joining me today on the call is Ron Warrington, Pivotal Systems Chief Financial Officer, and Kevin Hill, Pivotal's current Chief Operating Officer, who will assume the role of CEO from June 1st, 2022, following my retirement on May 31st. As a result, this will be my final quarterly call as CEO with you today, but I certainly look forward to meeting many of you and seeing old friends again during our trip to Australia the week of the 16th of May, where we will hold our annual general meeting on the 19th of May. Details of our AGM will be available once we lodge our notice of meetings with the ASX shortly. In addition, I wanted to flag to our investors that we'll be hosting a product demonstration at the offices of Molus Australia following our AGM on the 19th of May at 4 p.m. If you're interested in attending, please contact Dr. Tom Duthy, Pivotal Investor Relations, who will be able to assist and whose details are on our ASX releases. Please note that all figures on today's call are expressed in U.S. dollars unless otherwise indicated. Now turning to the major highlights of our first quarter ending on 31 March 2022, Pivotal successfully demonstrated industry-leading response time of sub-10 millisecond control on the standard GFC for atomic layer etching and low-flow deposition applications at Semicon Korea in February this year. Despite continuing supply chain challenges, Pivotal has achieved 100% on-time delivery while maintaining industry-leading lead times. We completed the conditional qualification of our second contract manufacturing site in Malaysia as part of the company's capacity expansion strategies for 2022. Our backlog, confirmed orders not yet shipped at 31 March 2022, was US $5.9 million versus US $3.9 million at the conclusion of Q4. Our cash on 31 March 2022 was a US $10.6 million. Investors should note that Q1 2022 was a very dynamic environment, resulting in multiple Pivotal revenue pushouts and pull-ins within this quarter and the next several quarters. This environment is expected to continue in the near term. As a result of the ongoing downstream supply chain issues driving order deferrals by our customers, Pivotal is in the process of reviewing its outlook for 2022 and expects to be in a position to provide more clarity on our full year at the first half 2022 result. The worldwide wafer fabrication equipment, or WFE, market continues to experience very strong growth, driven by global semiconductor industry's capacity expansion to meet very strong integrated circuit demand. However, the ability to meet such strong sector demand has seen some short-term turbulence for all participants, including Pivotal, in terms of the timing of our shipments to customers. During the first quarter, we have seen a number of deliveries pushed into the second quarter and a small amount even pushed into the third quarter. Simultaneously, we experienced a number of delivery pull-ins, but at a smaller magnitude. Fundamentally, the major device manufacturers are working around the clock to effectively manage hundreds of new production tools being installed in their factories, while the original equipment manufacturers, or OEMs, are working furiously to build these tools with a number of significant part shortages. While these shortages are not a result of Pivotal systems, process tools are not shipped until they're 100% built. As systems are sitting in assembly bays for extended periods of time, overall output is delayed. As other subsystem components are installed, hence we see both pushouts and pull-ins of our deliveries to these OEMs so that they can make shipment. I'd now like to hand the call over to Kevin Hill for an update on our products, operation, and supply chain management.
Thank you, John. And congratulations on your 14 years of excellence as the CEO and for remaining on as the executive chairman of the board. I would now like to provide investors with a brief update on our activities for the quarter, highlighting product updates and operations. The new GFC for Advanced Atomic Layer Deposition, ALD, application has moved forward during Q1 with on-tool OEM process testing. These tests may include key process parameters that include the deposition rate, film conformality, and defects. The results of the OEM testing to date indicate solid process results and shows continued momentum forward with the highly sophisticated and innovative gas flow solution in our new ALD GFC. We believe that this performance can ultimately be used across the spectrum of advanced deposition processes. At Semicon Korea, Pivotal demonstrated the next generation standard GFC for atomic layer etching, ALE, demonstrating less than 10 millisecond on-off switching, as well as customized flow profiles. These new capabilities leverage existing intellectual property while opening new possibilities for semiconductor process engineers to move into the next generation control of gas flows and ultimately more effective etch and deposition rates. This was very well received by prospective customers in Korea. Pivotal's integrated high-temp product line continues to progress as a second major OEM has begun to qualify the product. This device, launched in late 2021, provides capabilities up to 70 degrees Celsius without the use of remoted electronics, by utilizing advanced high-temperature piezoelectric actuators and superior electronics. Over time, we expect both IDMs and OEMs to move from remote electronic solutions to integrated high-temp GFCs to reduce footprint and overall operating costs. Turning now to Pivotal operations. In Q1 2022, our full-time headcount was 45 employees, compared with 46 employees at Q4 2021. This number has remained consistent over an extended period of time. Pivotal does not require a significant level investment into sales and marketing infrastructure to support the higher levels of product revenue and growth, given the concentrated nature of our customer base, the highly technical aspects to first qualify Pivotal products on wafer fabrication equipment before the orders are forthcoming. The company's China and Korea-based contract manufacturers, the CMs, continue to operate at a capacity of 4,000 units per month based on a five-day, two-shift production strategy. During Q1, qualification and ramp continued at our CM's Malaysian site, expected to bring significant capacity available for the back half of 2022. This flexible manufacturing model enables Pivotal the ability to effectively react to the supply chain disruptions. Q1 revenue was achieved with the existing capability in place, with lead times maintaining their pre-pandemic averages for standard GFCs. I would like to hand the call over to Mr. Ron Warrington, Pivotal CFO, for a breakdown of our financial performance for the first quarter.
Thank you, Kevin. I would remind investors that all figures are provided in U.S. dollars unless otherwise stated. Company's cash position, as mentioned earlier on March 31st, 2022, was $10.6 million compared to $4 million in Q4 2021. The increase in cash reflects the successful completion in February of the company's pro rata accelerated non-renounceable entitlement offer to raise approximately $10.5 million U.S., or in Australian terms, $14.8 million. Cash receipts from customers for the period were U.S. $6.5 million, an 8% decrease from U.S. $7.1 million in Q4 2021. Cash payments for product manufacturing were U.S. $5.2 million, essentially flat versus U.S. $5.2 million in Q4 2021. The cash payments for expenditure into product manufacturing reflects the increased investment in inventory to meet expected product demand in future periods. Pivotal continued to invest in product development with $1.4 million in costs incurred during the quarter, up 14.8% from U.S. $1.2 million in Q4 2021. Total operating cash outflow for the quarter was $2.7 million versus U.S. $2.3 million in the prior comparable quarter or period and $2.7 million in Q4 2021. Investors should now appreciate the company has moved from IFRS to US GAAP reporting. From a cash flow reporting perspective, GAAP development costs are not capitalized and therefore reported as operating cash flows, not investing cash flows, as is the case in the company's Appendix 4C reporting in Q1 through Q3 2021. In terms of our unaudited revenue and gross margin results for the quarter, Pivotal delivered unaudited Q1 2022 revenue of $3.5 million, which was down 55% sequentially on the last quarter. Being Q4 2021 at $7.9 million. And it was down 40% on the prior period, prior comparable period, which was $6.3 million. Our audited Q1 2022 gross margins of negative 4.6% were down 32.9% in the prior comparable period and down 28.6% in Q4 2021. Those are actually down to 28.6% in Q4 2021. Sorry. Gross margin performance was driven by lower volumes in the quarter, as well as continued purchase price variances associated with procuring several IC components that are currently in high demand. However, I'm pleased to report the company remained on track with full-year price reductions from our operations in China, Thailand, Korea, and Malaysia, enabling overall gross margin improvements for fiscal year 2022 versus fiscal year 2021. I'll turn the call back to John.
Thanks, Ron. The strong secular trends for semi are driving the equipment market structurally higher for Pivotal's global customers over the long term. When coupled with our leading-edge product design, market share gains, and installed units, our company outlook for 2022 remains solid. While overall wafer fabrication equipment market growth of 17% is expected to top over U.S. $100 billion, Q1 saw multiple supply chain constraints hitting the industry from multiple sources. These include COVID factory and port closures, the war in the Ukraine, parts shortages at integrators, and also the leading original equipment manufacturers have reported major large-scale shortages of process tool components to include power supplies, matching networks, and pumps. This resulted in IDM factory delays and also delays at the integrators. These shortages are expected to continue into the second quarter of 2022. The underlying drivers of growth for wafer fabrication equipment, however, remain unchanged, and demand continues to show significant growth into 2022 off a record 2021 year. Additional government spending initiatives in the U.S., South Korea, Japan, and the EU to support domestic semiconductor manufacturing and invest in leading-edge chip development remain as additional long-term drivers for the industry's growth. Pivotal continues to carefully monitor global supply chain uncertainties in conjunction with our customers and our suppliers. And to date, we've been successful in delivering all of our customer orders on time with standard lead times in this constrained supply chain market. However, as a result of ongoing downstream supply chain issues driving order deferral by our OEM and IDM customers, Pivotal is in the process of relooking its outlook for 2022 and expects to be in a position to provide more clarity on our full year outlook at the first half 2022 results. This concludes the formal aspects of today's call, and I'll now hand it back to Noah for questions and answers. Noah, please go ahead.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. We will pause momentarily to allow questions to register. There are no questions at this time. I'll hand back to Mr. Hoffman for closing remarks.
Thank you, Noah. I'd like to thank everybody for joining the call today, and we look forward to providing the market with our progress during the remainder of our fiscal 2022 year. I hope to see everyone in person during our trip down under for the annual general meeting and our product demonstration at the offices of Molus Australia on the 19th of May. Thank you, everyone, and goodbye.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.